practically spitting distance from Boeing's Everett plant that builds wide-body jets is another factory. This one is owned by a Mukilteo company called Electro Impact.
This is our Union PR-150 milling machine. It's one of the largest.
Ben Hempstead is an engineer and chief of staff for Electro Impact. He's showing me machines like this one that are making pieces for other machines. Those tools, when they're finished, are used to put together the A350 wings at an Airbus plant in North Wales. The A350 is a fuel-efficient competitor to Boeing's 787 and 777. Just on the other side of the factory, Electro Impact is working on a Boeing project. It's a tricky business doing work for two arch rivals and protecting their intellectual property.
We've got barriers and cordoned off stuff so that, you know, we don't intermingle. You know, customers don't like to see competitors' products nearby.
His engineers working on a project for Airbus don't even talk to their colleagues working on a Boeing assignment. But that's what a company has to do to wean itself off of just one customer and grow. Still, it took some time before Washington Aerospace supply companies made that leap. Hempstead says for a lot of people here, it was a psychological hurdle to sell to Boeing's rivals.
I remember a time when business owners here they viewed Boeing as the customer and everyone else as the enemy. And even some of our suppliers, I would call to say, hey, I would like to buy a pump to include in my equipment that I'm shipping to Europe. And literally one response was, well, why would you want to sell something to the Europeans?
But selling to the Europeans just makes sense. When Boeing has a down cycle, you sell to Airbus. Now almost 40% of Washington aerospace companies supply Airbus. The new A350 has business class seats made by Jamco and Everett. Esterline and Everett makes some of the plane's switches and engine sensors. Zodiac IDD and Redmond makes the plane's weather radar control panels. Hempstead says his team doesn't break out champagne when a new plane like the A350 takes to the skies, but they do pay close attention.
There'll be a palpable collective sigh of relief all around the planet whenever a new aircraft takes to the skies.
I asked Hempstead if Electro Impact got pushback from Boeing when they began courting Airbus business.
I think that would be a very sensitive political topic to discuss.
But times have changed. A Boeing spokesman says having independent suppliers that work with other airplane makers is good for the industry. And now Washington State actively works to land more Airbus business here. Alex Peach heads the governor's aerospace office. He says he'll meet with Airbus executives during the Paris Air Show next week.
Airbus has told us that they spent $13 billion in the United States in 2012, and their goal is to grow that U.S. spend up to $20 billion by 2020.
The Airbus supply chain also reaches into a small factory in a Bellevue office park.
We put on a magic coating. I'm going to use the word magic because I'm not going to tell you what it is. But then when it's
Bruce Maxwell's 10-person company, Luma Technologies, makes flat plastic pieces that sit on top of control panel lights in the A350 cockpit. He's been in the industry for decades, in the early days selling mostly to Boeing.
Do you think it's funny being in Boeing's backyard essentially here and being happy when an Airbus plane, you know, makes its maiden voyage?
Well, that's the whole thing. None of us 10, 20 years ago would have thought this would have been such a global business.
But now he sells to a French company that sells to an American company that sells to Airbus.
So it doesn't so much matter who's what or where, it's where's my revenue.
These days, he doesn't have to root for Boeing over Airbus or Airbus over Boeing. And increasingly, the same is true for many companies in Washington State. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.